On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, I review an absolute amazing weekend in Gamecock country as the women's basketball team moves on to the Final Four and the men's baseball team steals an incredible series win against Vanderbilt at home. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 54 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001 and have a weekend, Gamecocks. Hell yeah, we needed this one, fam. We absolutely needed this one. It was an amazing weekend, multiple sports all having their way. It was a great day, weekend to be a Gamecock. I went into this weekend saying we all got to relax, try to put our feet up, lock in for some sports, and man, were we rewarded. Incredible. Have a lot to dive into. Women's basketball, amazing. Men's baseball, amazing. But before we dive into anything, I'm going to try to stay consistent, not get too ahead of myself here, and read off the daily Gamecock trivia slash fact. It is, in fact, some trivia today. Here's the trivia. Name the Gamecocks pitchers who threw back-to-back no-hitters on March 25th and 6th, 1976. If someone out there knows this, DM me. I will buy you a beer, sir or madam. Drink on me. The answer, Tim Lewis and Ray Levine. Shout out Tim and Ray. That's a very incredible feat. Great stuff. And a very relevant trivia fact because our baseball team, really incredible series win against Vanderbilt. I'm going to dive in that in a minute, but I absolutely have to start out with our women's basketball team, Final Four bound. Sensational, magnificent, incredible, awesome. Any adjective you can think of is amazing. Amazing. You know, I mean, started this podcast as a passion project of mine, always kept a pulse on all of our teams, you know, would watch, you know, our women's team a couple times throughout the year, would watch some of their tournament games, but I followed them closer than I ever had this season, and I am so, so lucky to be a Gamecock, and I'm so, so lucky to have followed this journey. It is an incredible season. We knew this was the goal, right? We knew that after the way last season ended, the way it ended, where it ended, that this was the goal, to get back to the Final Four, not just because of this is the standard now that Dawn Staley has created, but because it felt like we should have gotten over the hump last year. And right now, this team has a chance at redemption. Incredible, incredible weekend. I'm going to recap it here. So, defeated UNC 69-61. That was in the Sweet 16 to get into the Elite Eight. And moments ago, I'm recording this on Sunday night. Moments ago, our Gamecocks beat Creighton. Not just beat, whooped. That is a whooping. 80-50. Creighton was the Cinderella story of the tournament. It's incredible. Ladies, they did a great job, Creighton. Creighton's a school in Nebraska. That's John Rothstein's thing. Creighton, a school in Nebraska. Now, guess what? The clock has struck midnight on Cinderella. Sorry. Get the heck back to Nebraska. Because the Gamecocks were in town this night. And man, what a game. I mean, the game against UNC, that looked more like the team that we had seen all year, the team that we had accustomed to seeing. They played good defense. They limited the other team's rebounding. We controlled the boards, but it was a good game, right? And Zaya Cook and Destiny Henderson against UNC were the difference makers, for sure. Aaliyah Boston with a monster game. This was against UNC with 28 points and 22 rebounds. Just What? 22 rebounds brought her streak to 27 in a row. All right, I had to read that stat line twice. And I also want to give a shout-out to Victoria Saxton. This is still against the against UNC here. Six points, but 14 rebounds. We were just dominating on the glass. And that's exactly what we needed to do. We got back to playing like ourselves, which is what the so-called analysts wanted us to do. But us fans, we knew we didn't look like ourselves against Miami. And then we go against Creighton. And man, did we ever look like ourselves. Sort of tight in the first quarter, 16-23. But you could just tell right away that we were just bigger, more athletic, taller, faster, just more athletic, and just hungrier. We were scrappy on defense. We were not giving up second chance shots. Incredible effort. I mean, truly, this was an incredible game from start to finish. I was nervous at the start of the game, not necessarily because of the opponent, right? I mean, I don't know anything about Creighton, right? Barely know where it is. But I was nervous that the fact that it was the Elite Eight and a trip to the Final Four was on the line. And you never know. I mean, this team, Creighton, apparently they like to shoot the three and they're pretty good at it. So I was thinking, oh gosh, are we going to be able to limit that? Yeah. Like thinking, oh, they're going to double and triple Aaliyah? How's she going to get through that? She's just gonna, because she's just amazing. And then Victoria Saxton, incredible game herself. 11 points, 11 rebounds. She gets credit, right? She's an All-American. She gets mentioned. But in my mind, one of a true undervalued, maybe not unsung, but just someone who does the dirty work, gets those boards. She might not have the flashiest stat line, but she is a key piece for this team. She was dominating down low. Aaliyah, they could not stop her down low. You know, she'd be double or triple team, no joke, and she would just sidestep it. Just simply so much better. Destiny Henderson, she was balling. She had 12 points, and I feel like most of that came in the first or second quarter. Her three was on fire, right? Letitia Ama here ended up with 9 points. She was playing like a woman possessed. You know, she was playing angry. She took a hard foul that it technically wasn't called, so whatever. But she was playing angry, right? Some of us on Gamecock Twitter were thinking she might throw a dunk down. It was awesome to see. And it was the full package. You couldn't let Creighton have a moment to breathe, right? You couldn't let them have belief that they could keep this Cinderella story going. They beat the number 2 and the number 3 seed to get here. You had to step on their throat and not give them a chance to breathe, and that's exactly what we did. They scored 9 points in the second quarter. 9. Right? We didn't commit a foul, I think, until the second half, something like that. They got to the line single-digit times, only gave up 10 points in the fourth. There was just, we were too big, we were too fast for anything that they could handle. So it was incredible to see, and once again, the Gamecocks are Final Four bound under Dawn Staley with Aaliyah Boston. We're going to play the winner of either Louisville or Michigan. They play Monday night, if I'm not mistaken. That's going to be a very interesting matchup. You know, Louisville, they ended the season hot. They're the number 1 seed. Michigan's number 3 seed, to my understanding. Both play a very defensive brand of basketball. But guess what? So do we. We see it every day in practice. Got to believe that Dawn and the ladies will be ready to play. I'll obviously dive into a preview next episode, but man, this is awesome. It's just awesome. 80 points, 80-50, destroyed them. And that's what it's going to take. You know, you had Destiny Henderson going. She had 12 points. Zaya Cook had an off night. Hopefully she can get back into form. But you look at some of these other points here, Letitia Ama here, 9 points. Camilla Cardozo, 9 points. You know Boston's probably going to go get hers. Saxton usually brings up, you know, 8, 10, 12 points, right? Bree Beal, she had 12 points. So if you can get Bree, Zaya, Destiny Henderson, Amy here, if you can get two out of those four, maybe throwing Cardozo in there, if you can get two of those into double figures, man, that's tough to stop. Now when you get multiple, man, whoo, look out. Look out. And that's what we talked about all year, is our depth. Championship level depth. And that's what you saw tonight. We're going to the Final Four. Cue up some Prince. Cue up Prince. We're going to Minneapolis, baby. Purple Rain. All day. I'm playing Purple Rain all day tomorrow. If my boss calls me, she's going to hear Purple Rain. Someone wants to jump on a meeting, some Prince is going to be on in the background. Prince is from Minnesota, right? Yeah, he was, rather. Sorry. R.I.P. Shout out Prince regardless, though. Shout out Prince. But no, it's incredible. It really is incredible what Dawn Staley has done. The consistency, the pedigree that we play with now. Shout out to the ladies. Tip of the cap. It's incredible. Incredible. They deserve every praise in the world. But the job's not finished, right? Let's enjoy it now. Maybe enjoy it tomorrow. I believe the game is Friday night. We don't know the time yet. So let's focus. Got two more games. Two more games in sight. That's it. We got this. Let's go, Cox. And then talking about another big, big moment for the Gamecocks this weekend is baseball. Yeah, that's right. I said baseball with a big moment. Huge series win against Vanderbilt at home. And I mean, it just goes to show the parity and the beauty of baseball, right? A lot of Carolina fans, including myself, were down in the dumps about this team, right? This team looked like they were all out of sorts. Going into this series, didn't know what the heck was going to go on. And then, bam, fortunes turned on a dime. And it's kind of neat to note here that outside of the Clemson series, which that moves locations, right? There was only one game at Founders. Any series that has taken place at home, we've won. So we're defending home, which is always nice to do. And I saw this online. It was kind of shocking to see it. Put it into perspective here. We've had three series against top 10 teams, Texas, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and we've won two out of them. We've won two out of three series against a top 10 team. And we're acting like the sky's falling. I mean, in some ways it is, but that's some pretty interesting perspective to keep in mind. Baseball is truly one of a kind. But this series here, it was the series of the freshmen. Seriously was. Mark Kingston, he changed up the lineup, tried to get more speed and better defense. And he said a lot of those guys who bring that to the table happen to be freshmen. So he turned to guys like Evan Stone, Elijah Lambros, a couple other guys. And of course, that's adding to guys like Michael Braswell, Carson Hornung. This is on the offensive side, right? Because we got pitchers, freshman pitchers, who have had to step up all year. Matthew Becker, guys like that. So it was really cool to see. Game one here was not so cool to see. We lost 0-10. And it's funny. I mean, that honestly kind of felt like when you looked at that score and watched a little bit of that game, it just kind of felt like the end of the story, meaning the series, was already written. You know, it was like, here we go. Noah Hall, he took the loss as the pitcher, but he pitched pretty well, in my opinion, through the first four innings or so. It was tied 0-0, and then two big innings Vandy had blew up, and it was just, there was just no looking back from there. You know, we can talk about pointing to bullpen depth there and things like that, but I'm in the giving mood. I'm not going to give a lot of crap right now. Game two, we won 8-2, just a butt cooking. Yep. Also the night, this was a Friday night, that was the night we beat UNC in women's basketball. So just a great Friday night, freaky Friday for the Gamecocks there. Mark Kingston, he alluded to this, but it feels like everyone on the team raises their game when Will Sanders is pitching, and that's what happened Friday night. Jumped out quick with big innings to start the game and just never looked back. Obviously, Will Sanders was the winning pitcher. Some other highlights for you here. Brant Belk went 3-for-4 with an RBI. Andrew Eister went 2-for-4 with 3 RBI, including a 3-run dinger, a 3-run home run, and Braylon Wimmer went 2-for-5. And everyone did just step up. And it feels like that is something that has happened when Will Sanders pitches. And I think it's just everyone gets up a little bit, right? You know that, hey, this is our best chance to win a game here in this series. We have our ace. And that's great. And if we can keep that same energy all year long, we absolutely should. But the key is, can you find ways to bring that same juice when other guys are on the mound? I just compounded mound and bump. I tried to sound like a baseball guy and call it the bump. It's the pitcher's mound. It's the pitcher's mound. Pitchers go on the pitcher's mound. I'm not cool enough to say bump. Nevertheless, game three, we won 8-6. This game was won on an absolute beauty of a double play. I seriously suggest you go and watch if you haven't seen. I actually think the Gamecock baseball Twitter account tweeted it. It was just absolutely brilliant. Now, obviously, this was more of a back-and-forth game. You can just see that from the final score, but if you look in the box score and if you watch the game, it was. But Carolina came from behind around middle of the game. We had two big innings back-to-back and was able to hold on here. Player highlights for you here. Aiden Hunter was the winning pitcher after coming in for relief for Matthew Becker. Becker pitched well overall, though. It was just one of those deals where you have a guy come in relief, you take the lead, he gets the W, but that's not to take away from anything Matthew Becker did. He pitched solid. He gave up a couple runs, sure. That's going to happen, but he pitched well. Wasn't like he got blown off the mound. See? Mound. Braylon Wimmer, he went 3-for-3, 5 RBI, and 2 home runs. An absolute monster day from Braylon Wimmer. And shout out Braylon. You know, he had a solid game in the second game. I wanted to give him that shout out there. He went 2-for-5, but this offensive explosion was huge for him. I mean, he had been struggling this year, really. So hopefully this can serve as a turning point for him, because if he can get going, that's even another piece in our lineup, and that's extending the lineup more. Even though, you know, I don't think the lineup has been the worst issue. But anyway, Kevin Madden, he went 2-for-5 with an RBI, and Michael Braswell, 1-for-4 with 1 RBI. So, I mean, who knows what to believe with this team, right? I mean, we've gotten swept twice, but have also won 2 series against top 5 teams. We've had blown saves, but then we've had a reliever step up and record a win. So I don't really know what to believe. Glass case of emotion. Moral of the story here, it's baseball, and it's an incredibly unpredictable sport. Hopefully, I feel like I said the same thing after the Texas series, but hopefully we can take some lessons away from this series. And the schedule is due to become a little easier, at least in SEC play, technically speaking. So hopefully with that happening, we can see some more consistency all around. But really, we still have to find a way to win on the road if we truly want to turn the narrative of this season around. It's awesome that we're winning at home. But can you take a series or two on the road in the SEC? That's a big question, and that's what we need to see from this team. There's still a lot of concerns from this team, bullpen depth, manufacturing runs, but this weekend should put a lot of those at ease, at least for the next week or so, right? So that's great. It was an incredible weekend from the baseball team, incredible weekend from the Gamecocks all around. Before I wrap up here, another shout out to the women's basketball team. A Final Four, 1 of 4 teams standing. Incredible. Just truly, truly incredible. I know we are so good at this sport, and we see us dominating game in and game out in the regular season, but it is incredibly difficult to do what we just did. Get to the Final Four. I don't care how good you are. That is incredibly difficult, and it is an accomplishment. So kudos, ladies. Kudos, Dawn Staley. But that concludes this episode, y'all. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast wherever you listen it to. Let's enjoy this week. I will catch y'all Friday previewing the Final Four game. Let's go, Cox.